Well, joining us for his regular chat, and that's Mr. Ken Bates. Morning, KB.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very well.
Excellent news.
I gather it's cloudy in
Yes. It is a little bit gloomy today. It takes the temperature of what is occurring at Elland Road at the moment, because there's a board meeting apparently happening today. We're going to get onto that, but Massimo Cellino in a bit of trouble again. Something that's been bubbling all along for a while, but it's finally come out with some charges on the transfer of Ross McCormack. I wonder if you can get your thoughts on what's currently happening at Elland Road.
Well, I think more appropriately, it's what has happened at Elland Road. Well, Massimo, at least at the moment, seemed to be on a winning streak. He won his case in Italy, and they returned his car to him, I gather, so that book's ticked. So, you know, now he can resume his place in the officially as chairman. If the league would have dropped those claims once he was innocent, presumably, or found innocent in Italy. Now, this one is a tricky one, as far as I can see. Normally, well, it goes to the situation. An agent is retained by a player who then conducts all the negotiations on behalf of the player. For example, when McCormack went to Fulham, and he would have gone along with McCormack. He would negotiate McCormack's terms, and as far as the wages are concerned, they would have agreed, disagreed, or in this case, agreed and delivered McCormack. And of course, Cellino Leeds would have agreed the transfer fee with Fulham. Now, it's customary that a player's agent is rewarded for his part in the transfer. Sometimes it's paid by the selling club. Sometimes it's paid by the purchasing club. And sometimes it's shared between the two clubs. And it's talking about $185,000 I suppose don't agree with agents, but they're a necessary curse. But they, I think, was it 10.75? 10% is minimum 75,000. 1% is 100,000. So this looks as if it's under 2%, which is not exorbitant, as I'd say. So that looking at that, I don't see what he's done. I think there has been a suggestion that Derek Day, the licensed agent, I think there's been a suggestion that he might have paid some of that money to a third party who is not licensed. That deal, I would have thought, was outside the remit of the FA. So I'm puzzled that they all have to answer the charges they've been made. But I suspect this may not be quite as easy as it might sound. Because, of course, knowing Cellino's record, I could see him, if he's really satisfied, he's in the clear, then I could see him taking it to the High Court and challenging the FA rules or interpretation of them. And if he does, that'll take some time. So I suspect that Massimo will be around for some time to go. All those guys that want him to go have to keep up their silly campaign, because I'll be surprised if this one comes too much. Over. We'll have to wait and see.
Well, we were waiting to see KB, and it's going to be interesting to see what occurs today at Elland Road, because there's the Leeds board meeting that was supposed to happen, I think, yesterday, but it's now happening today. I would imagine we'll know the future of Steve Evans soon.
Perhaps the Patels were held up at... their flight was held up. I presume they're coming across. And they might have even had a problem at the... immigration department, knowing all the charges against them. That'd be fun. And that might even be first item on the agenda. That'd be those two guys resigning. They're not fit and proper people to be Leeds United directors. It's certainly a course of action that I'm considering, taking up with the Football League. But more of that later. So we don't know the menu. We don't know what the agenda is today. So again, we're only guessing. But presumably, the question of Mr. Evans will be resolved one way or the other. They've got to decide on the retaining list, if they haven't already done so. Do they want to keep? Do they want to let go? Very important, should be, the young kids who are doing well, have done well this season. Massimo wants to get them all tied up so they don't drift off towards the end of their contract for stealing money. I think we're missing Sam Barham already, but that's too late, they're gone now. So there's that then, and what else will they look at? Well, a review of the coaching and managing staff. At ours, well, of course, this board meeting in my day would be taken much earlier, because they should also be considering necessary maintenance and improvements to the ground, wear and tear and upgrading where necessary, because let's face it, still getting good gates. I think they're the envy of the Championship. The Newcastle struggle will give us some competition this coming season. So it could be a heated day, it could be a long day. And there'll be regular comfort breaks for Massimo. Just hope that he's now getting together a good management team. He's capable of running the club on a day-to-day basis in his absence. So we must wait with bated breath, if you'll forgive the pun, for the news to come out of Elland Road. Maybe if we see white smoke coming from the boardroom, then we'll know that a new pope or manager has been appointed.
That would be an interesting way to do it nowadays as well. let's talk about another of the clubs close to your heart, Chelsea, and John Terry. Always in the papers for one reason or another, but it looks like he's staying at Chelsea for a further year.
Well, he does love Chelsea. Any club he's ever been at. And Susanna spotted him at a Player of the Year dinner, talking nicely and quietly. And he was 16. And what usually happens is the young players, you know, the fans elect, you know, their Player of the Year and this year and that year and the other year. But the fans don't know the kids, or very few of them do. So the habit or form is that the youngsters elect their own Player of the Year. And John had just got it. And then he became, as we know, playing for England and a rock at Chelsea. OK, so he's 35 and he's slowing down a bit. But he can read the game so well, almost if you like, he can walk across to get himself in the right position. Strongly, he's dangerous corners, and he's a central rock in defence. So I'm glad they've made him an offer, and I'm glad he's accepted it. I just wish I would have given him longer than a year, and I think the offer should have made to him earlier. Then we wouldn't have him, wouldn't have had him saying about uncertainty about his future. But he is a good, he would go to any club in the Championship and walk his way through it another 2 or 3 years. But don't forget, well, those of you who are old enough to remember, Leslie Compton, who's the brother of Dennis Compton, both played cricket for England and both played football for Arsenal. Leslie Compton got his first cap when he was 37. He was also a centre-back. So that age itself is not necessarily a bad thing, because everybody's genes are different. Some people are old men at 22. Some people are sprightly youths at 84 and a half. So you can't be too generalised. But I'm glad he's staying. He's very popular with the fans. And that will give the Chelsea fans a happy summer.
Well, also...
It's going to be a happy summer too.
Well, it is going to be a happy summer. Well, maybe a happy summer for England fans, KB. The 26-man England squad was announced by Roy Hodgson earlier on in the week. And some interesting additions to the squad. I suppose the one that he's had a fantastic end to the season, Andros Townsend, has been included in the squad. Of course, one-time loanee at Leeds United. What were your thoughts on the England squad as a whole?
Well, I must say that I'm out of touch with the England squad because there are so many new players in it now, and I haven't watched England games. I think they probably clashed with watching Heartbeat or something. But Hodgson, I always have my reservation about Hodgson. He doesn't have a great personality, didn't give me a great personality. That's a bit of that than coming over like Mourinho. He's quiet. He's got a good right-hand man. And I think that we could do very well. I hope they do. And the fact that the old guard are moving on, so many youngsters are coming in, means if they do well, we could start that. It could be the start of a golden era for England. And we'll wish them well this summer. It's not so far away now. Be interesting which three he drops, because although he's named 26, which is the maximum we can name, you have to bring it down to 23 for the competition itself. So let's see what happens. Wish them well. Nice to see that Danny Rose is in the squad. Aaron Lennon's in the squad. Who's the third one? Oh, Delph, of course. Delph, Rose and Lennon. So there's three Leeds boys. My wife points out the delightful Susanna. It won't be long before Lewis Cook joins them, hopefully. And Sam Barham might be knocking on the door soon. Almost homegrown England team, all coming from Yorkshire. So that will be great. But meanwhile, congratulations to the boys who ridiculed boys start at Leeds, and best wishes to the whole team and to Hodgson. He's a nice Englishman. No more of those foreign managers. Let England be English.
And KB, anything else you want to finish up on this week?
Who does the cleaning, Old Trafford? This so-called training day was on Wednesday. The football match was on Sunday. That had to be abandoned. I mean, don't they clean the toilets? Don't they sweep the rooms after an event's taken place? And didn't somebody must have seen that bag or box or what it was and just left it there? Shouldn't they have asked someone to do about it? Head should be rolling at Old Trafford. They've lost a lot of money. Inconvenience of the fans. Oh, guess I'm bloody idiot. Too lazy. I couldn't be bothered. to check on, quote, a suspect package.
Yeah, very embarrassing for them. Very embarrassing
for them. We won't organise a collection for United, but the money they've lost over that event will certainly make them more vigilant in future. So there are.
KB, as ever, always a pleasure, and we'll catch up with you again same time next week.
And finally, congratulations to the team. All the latest radar figures out.
Yes, indeed.
We've done very well, and viewing and reading figures are rising every quarter. You ought to be congratulated and doing a jolly good job.
Well, thank you very much, KB.
That does not, however, mean a rise.
We'll speak again next week. Thank you, Ken.
That's my admiration. Good luck to you all.